You're listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn of through this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Greetings, metaphysicians. Welcome to episode 28 of Let's Get Metaphysical. Today we are discussing two equally powerful sides of the same metaphysical coin, awakening and integration. Here to speak with me on this important topic is Julia Malone. Julia Malone is an integration specialist with over 20 years experience in plant medicine awakening, 10 years of which were immersed in indigenous shamanic practice, specifically with facilitating the plant medicine Iboga. She has also had years of experience with psilocybin, peyote, ayahuasca, MDMA, ketamine, meditation, energy medicine, and breathwork. Julia is initiated in several ancient traditions and now offers one-on-one sessions for plant medicine integration and preparation. Julia is the founder and CEO of Afterplant, an online educational platform and social networking site to help you prepare for a plant medicine ceremony and dive deeply into the integration process afterwards, so that you can transform the gems of your journey into your next elevated reality. This is accomplished through expert guidance, articles, interviews, videos, courses, group calls, intentional online community, and so much more. Afterplant is your go-to for plant medicine community, where you can find who and what you need to know before and beyond the ceremony. So let's jump right into our conversation. Welcome back to the show, Julia Malone. It's so nice to have you again.
Thank you so much, Ren. It's so wonderful to be here.
I'm excited about today's topic. This is one of our favorite topics to talk about. We are all about awakening experiences, spiritual awakening, plant medicine awakening. There's so many different kinds of awakening. And something that doesn't get talked about as much in this topic is the integration of those awakening experiences. So we're here to talk about integration. So Julia, would you please share with us anything that you feel like is coming up right now about integration for you?
Absolutely. Okay, great. Well, you know, I just came through right now, but you know, awakening, if we looked at it in terms of masculine and feminine and the divine masculine and divine feminine, if awakening is more of a masculine, divine masculine, integration is more of the divine feminine. And so there's a balance there. And so we are, and I've just put out a video recently about this, we are in a culture that's addicted to a lot of different things. And we've kind of just kind of turned that over to awakening. So we've been in a culture, or many people we know, at least in the spiritual communities, have been addicted to awakening and getting more insights and more information. And so in creating balance in terms of awakening, it's about bringing in the integration piece. And so this is the message that I've been really excited about sharing, is about integration and what is integration and how it works and the different kinds of integration that are there.
That's great. I have actually, until you brought that up, I've never thought of the awakening experience as being an overtly masculine one or the integration as being overtly feminine, but I do see the symbiosis and the yin and the yang and the necessity of both. You need the awakening and you need the integration. And like so many things, if we are labeling or putting an energy of more feminine energy on integration, it has been overlooked very much so, especially in this topic.
Right. Because it's like awakening can be like, you know, the magic bullet. It can be like the burst. It can be the, you know, this chasing for more information, and the integration is the embodiment and the settling in and the nurturing of that information.
I know when I started to awaken spiritually, it was very addicting. I didn't know how to continue it right away, but I had a really big spiritual experience when I was 21. And I remember thinking, I never want this to end. I want everybody to feel what I'm feeling right now. And I had no idea what it is. I didn't even know how to call it a spiritual awakening. I had zero idea about how to integrate the knowledge that I had come into at that moment, which would have been really useful at that point in my life. And it wasn't until about 10, well, a little bit, maybe 8 years later, that I really started to continue having a more fluid and reliable awakening experience or experiences. And it is addictive to start waking up spiritually and want to, you know, try going to a psychic or learn how to read tarot cards or try a plant medicine to gain more information or talk to your spirit guides or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is a really powerful feeling that you don't want to stop. So there's this piece where we're wanting to go further and deeper into the awakening process. And then there's this void where few people are talking about how to integrate the experiences that they are having now.
Exactly. It's that flow. It's that ebb and flow. And so that's what we're here to talk about today. I'm so excited about it.
Do you have any integration experiences yourself that you would like to share, or one integration experience that is coming to mind at the moment that we can talk about? And of course, there's many different ways to integrate. There's many different experiences you can have in awakening, and there's not only one type of way to integrate those experiences, and we'll get into that a bit. But for our listeners, is there anything that's coming to mind that could help to paint a picture of what integration might look like?
Sure. Well, you know, my first big time awakening, I didn't know that integration was even a thing. And so not knowing that integration was a thing, then I was in a situation where I was not really aware of what can happen after an awakening. So an awakening, once you awaken to a certain truth, then what happens is that you then have to embody or integrate that truth into your current mindset and understanding, and make the necessary changes in your life, in your environment, and shift the conditions of your life in order to accommodate and embrace that new knowledge that you've just become exposed to. And so for me, I got, you know, just blasted with so much truth and so much information. And I didn't have the groundedness or the daily practice or the understanding to be able to embody it. So it was actually quite painful, because I had a year where I was flying high and just everything was amazing and incredible. And then in that year of that, then all of a sudden, I started to come down from that high, from that new potential reality. I was like, oh no, what do I do? Like, how do I keep this open? That was kind of what led me to my own path of realizing that integration is a thing, and what happens post an awakening experience, and how to be okay if, you know, we have different things like transformational grief, and, you know, there's different things that do come up, and it's okay, and allowing the space for that to happen. So intentionally, what I learned most was creating a space, an intentional space for integration, knowing that when we get exposed to more light, that it brings up some of the dark that we need to face and to transmute, and that it's okay, because even though we might be feeling that darkness at that point in time in our life, it's moving through us, and that we don't have to attach to it, and we can just see it as something that's moving through and be grateful for it, rather than go, oh no, my life is crashing down. What's happening to me? You know, I thought I did this plant medicine and, or this had this awakening, and now everything was going to be better. And it is actually getting better, but first it's flushing out what needs to get flushed out first.
I think that's a huge part of integration that people aren't aware of, is that when you experience massive transformational change in awakening or information coming in that you were previously unaware of that suddenly makes sense in different areas of your life, an up level of sorts, a raising of vibration, there's actually detoxification out of your physical, mental, emotional, energetic bodies that needs to occur in order for that up level to fully take hold in your body. So for example, you know, my first spiritual experience was in Senegal, and it was not based on plant medicine of any kind. It just kind of happened. I was around a really amazing baobab tree, though. I will say that they said it was the largest baobab tree in Senegal. So that could have had something to do with it, absolutely. But what I'm getting at is that you can get downloaded with information as a result of a plant medicine ceremony or as a result of sitting at a bus stop, or in my case, walking down a mountain in Senegal. And you can have awarenesses that come in from you don't even know where, but that are totally uplifting and raise your vibration and give you a higher sense of awareness and this knowledge that you didn't have before. And then your body, your physical body and your emotions and your mental state have to adjust to that new vibration. And there are things that happen on a physical, mental, emotional level that aren't talked about as much, which is what some in our circle call de-stressing, which is what some in our circle call transformational grief. This is the sadness that comes up when you are letting go of old paradigms and you're letting go of old perceptions and old patterns that you've had in this incarnation for a long time. And now they've been shaken up and elevated and old stuff has to let go. And sometimes that comes out as sadness, that comes out as grief, that can transform into anger as part of the de-stressing process. That can look like different aspects of your life getting shaken up, changed, transformed in a short period of time. And meanwhile, your ego, your human mind might be thinking, I just had this amazing experience. Why is my life looking like shit right now? So that's important. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, it's a shock. The awakening process is a shock to our system. You know, it doesn't have to be a bad thing, but it's, as you said, de-stressing. It's really about, it's coming out of that shock, of that incorporating that new information into our daily lives. And yeah, it's, I love what you said too. And it was what was coming up for me around, like you said, there's different types of integration experiences. And then there's also where people are, they're at different points in their life. So their awakening can be, they could be jumping 10 levels in their own level of process. It's not, there's not like a, you know, not comparing anyone to anything, but in their own process, they might be making a huge leap. And that integration process can come with a time afterwards that where they're not only integrating their own awakening, but that might be affecting the going up their line and into their ancestral lineage and going down their line and, you know, through their children or, you know, and so that's something to consider too, because often people are thinking about integration and just in terms of their own personal integration, but they don't understand when they're making these major transformations in themselves, it's actually affecting everyone in the lineage. And so holding space for that integration process to take place.
We've definitely seen that before. I know amongst us and our families and friends, clients, and yes, up and down the lineage of massive transformation happening. And sometimes people are not in the space where they can attend to their family's transformation. Right. They have to be able to attend to themselves and their transformation in their immediate family if they can. What would we say is integration? What is integration and what can it look like?
Okay. Well, essentially when we have these awakenings or we intentionally make a ceremony to have an awakening, we're calling our own soul in deeper to our being. We're inviting our soul to come in. And when we do that and we have that experience, it comes with this responsibility of becoming aware of that connection and also loving ourselves more. And all of my awakening experiences on some level or another have shown me the importance of self-love. And when I love myself and bring balance to my life that helps me to stay in a present awareness of self-love, that allows me to, with ease and grace, integrate the awakening information.
So you're saying that self-love goes hand in hand with the integration process.
Yeah. And if it, you know, and sometimes using the word self-nurturing is easier for people to relate to, nurturing the self, because an awakening is a rebirth of sorts. It's a birth of sorts. And, you know, when you have, you're like a new baby, a brand new baby. And so then it's that time of nurturing and allowing that growth process to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting analogy as well. We have a mutual friend who I really resonate with this analogy. Her father was the surgeon for a long time for the Chicago Bears, the NFL football team, the Chicago Bears. And she said that the surgery is only as good as the rehabilitation afterwards. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, I really like that analogy towards awakening experiences. Mm-hmm. In specific cases, if we want to be specific about like people who are going for plant medicine ceremonies or specific intentional spaces where they are presumed to have an awakening, the integration after that space and time is just as important as the ceremony itself.
That's right. Absolutely. They're two pieces that go together.
Right. And yeah. I think that for a long time, just like anything, I think it's in our culture to go to the doctor, have the surgery and think, okay, well, I'm going to have this thing done. Then it's done. Everything's mm-hmm. good. Everything's fixed. I went to the dentist. I got all my teeth clean. Now I'm good.
Yeah.
As though you don't have to have the rehabilitation, as though you don't have to brush your teeth and floss every day.
Right.
You know, as though we have, you know, I'm trying to see if any other analogy comes up.
Yeah. I mean, I've even experienced that with businesses. You know, I've incubated businesses and gone through this process and then kind of release them out and to share them with the world and realized, oh, I need to integrate this project. It's come from inside of me and now I'm sharing it with the world. And now the world that is receiving that, it needs the integration process and understanding what that is and how they can relate to that thing. And that's what I'm going through with Afterplant right now. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an integration process of integrating it into the community.
Right. So you brought up Afterplant, mm-hmm. and we were going to save that for a little bit later, but let's bring it up now. So sure. tell our listeners.
I'm so excited.
What Afterplant is.
Yeah, Afterplant. It's my baby. So Afterplant is this beautiful gift that Spirit has shown me and asked me to bring through. And what it is a social media platform, an educational site where people can connect, become members, and find a content, expert interviews, find each other, find all kinds of information about integration. And this is something where we have so many people coming to Central and South. Here we are in Central America, and we have so many people coming down here having plant medicine awakening experiences. And then they go back to their existing environments and they may not have a community to support their awakening process and their integration process. And so I really saw the need, the importance of community and holding a certain vibration for people and awareness so that people could talk to people that they know or that know what they've gone through and be able to help them to understand the integration process.
So Afterplant is a community that is specifically geared toward integration after one has had a plant medicine experience.
It can be.
Hence Afterplant.
It can be. It's also, you know, one of the best ways to integrate is to plan ahead. So I really feel that it's important for people, even if they're thinking about doing a plant medicine in the future, to become a member at After Plant and learn how to prepare. We have a whole section in there on how to prepare for a ceremony or how to prepare for integration afterwards, so that when they're in their ceremony, they know that their intentions going into the ceremony are aligned and clear with their integration process. So there's no delusion about, oh, I'm going to go into the ceremony and I'm going to change my life and it's going to be over in 4 hours and then I'll be on my way. And so if people understand that it's a longer journey and an ongoing journey. It's also pre-plant, but after plant is a community where people can find information to help them to elevate and to embrace the wisdom that they've learned and they are going to learn in the journey.
And how to up-level the rest of the areas of your life after you've been shown what is possible in your life. That's a way that I think about integration, particularly after a plant medicine experience or particularly after a spiritual awakening of another kind, is that you often get windows into where you are headed, where your soul is meant to be, mm-hmm. the work that you are maybe supposed to be bringing through on this planet, the relationships you're supposed to be having on this planet totally. For your own growth.
Yes.
And when you get shown that information in whatever way that happens, and you, one part of your soul knows it deeply, so what's happening so often is that people are returning back to their homes, as you said, and then they don't know how to up level or change or transform the aspects of their life that are not conducive to the visions that they were just mm-hmm. shown.
Yeah.
So you can go and you can have a ceremony or you can have a spiritual awakening and be shown these beautiful gifts. And then if you don't integrate them, which for me, a big piece of integration is if there's an aspect of your life, if you're working at a place that is not vibrationally suited to this vision that you were given, then you're holding yourself back in a way from actually going forward in that vision and going forward towards that purpose. Or maybe the experience has shown you that there are some relationships in your life that are pulling your energy and they are drawing you down. I'm just making examples right now. Totally. There are so many different aspects. It's not just, yeah. you know, those two, but all to say that what I think is coming into consciousness now, and it's happening in a lot of different places in the past few years, finally integration is being talked about more, is that there's actually more work to do after the awakening experience in order to allow that experience to come to pass on the physical plane in this incarnation on planet Earth. And one thing you said at the opening of this conversation that you said was coming through at that moment was the thought about integration being a more feminine aspect. And I've been thinking about that as we've been having this discussion, and I'm really kind of resonating with that. And also we're seeing a great balancing of the masculine, the healthy masculine and the healthy feminine on this planet right now in so many different areas and aspects. And it doesn't look pretty all the time or at all, but in the integration sense, that is such a needed thing for our continued evolution as a species on this planet, as a continued awakening and up-leveling for all of Earth and its inhabitants. And integration is the other side of that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that after plant and courses and networks and other integration support like it are incredibly needed at this moment in time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, what you said about the process of doing the work, and that is being in integrity. And that's such a key piece of all of this, is being in integrity, because when we receive information that is true and is going to help us on our path, and we dismiss that information and go, maybe it's not that important, or maybe that wasn't real, or, you know, and we are not in that moment creating a very good relationship with the universe, because we are, you know, we are dismissing what the message that we've received. So being in integrity with the information that we've received and integrating it. It's all, if you look at the word integration, integral, integrity, the words, you know, they're all coming from the same root. And so this is integration. It's the piece that is of being in integrity with the truth.
Let's talk about a little bit about what integration can look like. So there's, you have after plant,
yes.
And you can share a few ways that integration can look and does look on after plant. And also just for our listeners who maybe aren't plant medicine people, I also want to just have a little discussion about other ways of integrating information that you get.
Yeah. Well, I mean, planning for integration time. So setting aside some time, and it could be just space and time where you don't have anything planned, but you stop the technology, you go into nature. That's stopping stop doing and just being without distraction. And in that time, that allows for stuff, information to settle. Self-love, going out of your way to do something really nice for yourself. I really love swimming in the ocean, having a massage, whatever you really, something that really makes you feel good, taking that time to do that.
I really love, I've come into this more recently. I think a big part of integration is understanding that de-stressing and transformational grief are going to happen, and allowing yourself space for that and being patient with yourself while that happens. Being gentle with yourself as that is happening. Because I know there have been moments where I will just cry uncontrollably and I cannot, as an adult, stop myself after some of these massive transformational shifts that have been happening over the past few years. And that is one of the ways that my body and my incarnation de-stresses, is by crying. Another, aspect of that is sometimes I'm in a crappy mood for no reason. There's no reason. I have no reason in the world to be in a crappy mood or to be angry or upset, and every little thing is bothering me. But one thing that has helped is learning about that de-stressing after a huge experience is a real thing. It's a physical, tangible experience. And so if you can give yourself space and give yourself a gentleness and a patience with yourself as that's happening after massive shifts, transformational change, that is part of integration.
Yeah.
The de-stressing is part of integration.
Absolutely.
And if you can be gentle with yourself around that, that's a huge help too.
Absolutely. And those are things that, anyone can do to support the integration process in any kind of awakening. And on Afterplant, we have the Awakening Integration Program. And what it is it's to help people to dive deeper into the integration process, to be part of a community with a shared intention, because there's power in that. So if a community is coming together with a shared intention for integration with ease and grace, then it can help to support and nurture that process. And then also to having somebody to talk to, having somebody you can talk to about what's happening, to be able to share another perspective, and having somebody who is grounded and who understands the process. Because sometimes if we don't have somebody that's understanding of this process, we might talk to somebody who doesn't, and it could really send us in another direction and pull us even further away from our integration process. So that's something that is to be aware of for anyone going through any kind of integration. That's something that we offer in the course. And then we have different exercises and practices that we do throughout the 8 weeks to help somebody to further integrate. And then what happens is actually it's a collapsing of polarities. It's a collapsing the polarities between awakening and integration, so that it becomes a regular and ongoing process where we're awakening, integrating. So it's not like, oh, I'm awakening and boom, now I'm integrating. And it doesn't have to be so drastic. And then we become more self-reliant, and as we collapse those polarities, and it becomes an ebb and flow like the ocean.
And I know for those who aren't necessarily part of the Awakening Integration 8-week online container course, there is also on Afterplant monthly integration support calls.
Yes, there is. Once a month, there's an integration call. So in order for somebody to be a part of that is to make sure everyone's on the same page, I offer a free ebook. It's a little workbook. It's a fillable form that asks questions to prompt a person to be able to jumpstart their integration process. That's what it's called. It's called the Integration Jumpstart. And you can do it in you know, probably a couple of hours, and then post your results to a special portal on the site. And anyone can do that. Anyone can even get on the site for free to check it out for the first couple of weeks. And then we have a monthly membership rate, which is really low right now. It's only $14.99, which is definitely going to be going up soon. So I recommend if that anybody wants to get in at that low launch price, now's the time to do it. The site is much more valuable than $14.99 a month, especially with an online integration call that's included.
Mm-hmm. Great. And just to be clear, we have to outsiders sign up for Afterplant. Mm-hmm. You get 2 weeks for free before you're charged to see the site. And once you sign up, that's when you have access to the Integration Jumpstart.
Yes.
And everything else that's on Afterplant.
Yeah, there's like at least 9 different portals specific to certain plant medicines where you can go in there and you can find information about that plant. You can find information about the experience with it. You can share your experience. You can find other members who have had similar experiences. You can also find members who are near you, like geographically. You can also find out information on good links and resources, music related to specific medicines and ceremonies. So it's all organized in portals, and then there's topics in each one. So it's very organized and there's a lot of information there. And then there's the main portal, which is the integration portal. And there's also, there's videos in there people can watch, and then the courses section.
Amazing. I think it's a really amazing network. And I think it is very, very needed, especially amongst the plant medicine community. And actually, I just wish that there were more outlets for integration in general for people, as we are all awakening on this planet through plant medicine and other means and ways.
And I would say if you haven't had a plant medicine experience where you've ingested a plant, don't feel like you need to be excluded from this site, because this site, you know, it really does go beyond that. And for me, the full integration in my journey in taking plants, ingesting plants, has been in learning how to work with them spiritually and not needing to ingest them at all. And that's some of what we do in the platform, is share with people how they can invoke certain plant spirits to have an experience with them without having to ingest them. So Afterplant is for everyone with an interest and that feels a resonance with what we've created here. And there's a lot of tools. We've watched people have awakening experiences without actually ingesting a plant, just being guided to connect with the spirit essence of that plant, and then they go through an integration process.
Right.
So yeah, that's what I wanted to share about that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
This is such an important topic for both of us. I do a lot of this integration work with my energy medicine work and more energy-focused awakening experiences. You've had your corner on the plant medicine awakenings and experiences for a long time now. And I am really grateful that we got to have an episode about this, because integration of all of this, you know, let's get metaphysical. This is, metaphysical experiences are surprising and shocking and true. And integration is a huge part of that work and those real stories.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything else coming up about integration specifically that you'd like to share that you don't think we talked about yet?
Well, yeah, we briefly talked about how there's different types of integration experiences, and ones that can be one way after and another after another one, and the timing of them can shift. They can be really short. And, you know, I think that, once we integrate one experience, it prepares us to be able to receive more information in a grounded way. And so just for people to know that, if there's somebody out there that's listening that's on that wheel of addicted to awakening, that they can be rest assured that they will continue to get insights that will come at every corner the more that they integrate. And so it becomes integrated into daily life. So I just wanted to share that.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Let's leave it there for today. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me, Ren.
A big thanks to Julia Malone for coming back on the podcast to share these gems with us concerning awakening and integration. I'm so excited about her new business, Afterplant. I am on it because it is awesome. And I'm just very grateful to finally have a conversation about integration. It doesn't only apply to plant medicine experiences, people. Integration for your awakening, no matter how it happens, is vitally important. And it is coming into consciousness right now all around the world. More and more people are talking about integrating these experiences while we collectively up-level as a planet. To find out more about Afterplant, you can sign up for Afterplant and get 2 weeks free open access by going to community.afterplant.com or by going to www.afterplant.com. You can also email Julia directly at julia@afterplant.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Let's Get Metaphysical is entirely listener supported. If you like what we're doing, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. If you haven't pledged yet, we'd really appreciate your support. It helps keep this show going. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the Hana Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniachi. The music for this podcast was composed by Rob Trefort of GoldenTurtleSound.org. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Physical.